Biblically-centered kids.
Hello, today is a great day for Old Testament Tuesday. It's December 17th, 2024, and we are so glad that you are here with us listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
And this week we are on Virtue Y, which says, we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits.
And just like Mr. Johnny introed, today is Old Testament Tuesday. So we will be reading a story from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because it's the book God gave us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
This virtue is all about habits. Imagine being taken far away from home to live in a new land with different rules and strange customs. That's exactly what happened to Daniel when his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or as we know them by their Babylonian given names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were young men who loved and followed God, even though they were now living in Babylon, a place that didn't worship God. In this new land, the king wanted them to eat fancy food and drink special wine, but Daniel knew these things were not pleasing to God. Instead, he decided to honor God by making a healthy and obedient choice. Let's hear what happened.
Daniel and his friends were chosen to serve in the king's palace. The king wanted them to be strong and healthy, so he ordered that they eat the same rich food and drink the same wine that he did. But Daniel knew that this food had actually been sacrificed to idols, and eating it would go against God's commands. Daniel made a brave decision. He and his friends asked the chief official in charge, "Please let us eat different food so we don't disobey our God."
The official was nervous. "If you don't eat the king's food, you might look weaker than the others. If that happens, the king could get angry and it could cost me my life." But Daniel didn't give up. He had a plan. "Test us for 10 days," he said. "Give us only vegetables to eat and water to drink, and then compare how we look to the other young men who eat the king's food. And after that, you can decide what to do."
The official agreed to the test. And for 10 days, Daniel and his friends ate only vegetables and only drank water. They trusted God to take care of them. At the end of the 10 days, the official couldn't believe his eyes. Daniel and his friends looked healthier and stronger than all the other men who had been eating the king's rich food. Because of this, the official let Daniel and his friends continue their healthy diet. They not only stayed strong, but God gave them wisdom and understanding, which helped them serve Him well, even in a foreign land.
Daniel's story reminds us how important it is to make healthy choices that honor God with what we eat and drink. When we take care of our bodies, we're showing God that we're thankful for the amazing gift of life He has given us. Romans 12:1 says, "Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Just like Daniel, we can worship God by taking care of ourselves and choosing to live in a way that honors God.
Let's pray. God, thank you for giving Daniel and his friends wisdom, strength, and courage to follow you. Help us to be people who stay faithful to you, regardless of what culture or others are doing. We want every decision we make to be one that honors you and points others to you. Help our relationship with you be more important than relationships with others. We are told to put you first, not ourselves or anyone else. Help us to be wise and have courage to make the right decisions. In Jesus' name,
amen. And don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
We are so glad that you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.